As I mentioned in my opening this morning, we are going to begin looking at the book of Psalms through the month of June. I have a few of my favorites selected, but the more I was studying, the more I was hanging out with it, I think I might just every once in a while do a Summer in the Psalms series and kind of come back and revisit them, because they have so much to offer us and encouragement for us. When we think about the Psalms, it's important for us, I think, to kind of establish what they are, or at least how they were used. It's too difficult to explain all of them. There's just so many of them. But one of the cool, inspiring sort of things is if we turn back time and we were first century Christians, one of the activities of the church was to think about these Psalms. It was to pick up the second psalm and see how Christ Jesus became the fulfillment of this. And so if you let yourself sort of get caught up in the story of the church, when they didn't have the New Testament, obviously, they were busy writing it. And one of the things that they were doing is they were sort of mining the Psalms and looking at the sort of story that sort of came alive in the midst of suffering, in the midst of fulfillment and the hope for a king. They started speaking to each other in the Psalms. And that seems like an odd thing for us, but it's really not. As we sort of quote movies to each other, they would quote the Psalms to one another, only there'd be, I think, a much richer meaning than us quoting Dumb and Dumber to each other. But that's the only movie I really like to quote back and forth, you know. Me and my intellect. But this was the sort of narrative of the church, the storytelling, this reminders. In Psalm 22, it's, "Why have you forsaken me?" They hear echoes of Christ on the cross, and they would think of the victory and love of God. They might share with one another the 23rd Psalm and be comforted in knowing that Jesus is the true shepherd. And so as we think about the Psalms, we are reading something. We are spending time with something that Christians have been spending time with forever, since our beginning, to have these sort of these words echoing their hearts and inspiring them, and sharing and encouraging and building up the church. So spending time with it is just doing what the old church has done. It's finding ourselves caught up in the current of what the church should be doing, speaking to one another in psalms, hymns, and